I'm Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. An update you'll hear only on WILS involving how leaders in one city plan to handle an issue getting plenty of media attention this year. WILS's Jesse Wiza was in East Lansing last night.
Following Michigan's legalization of medical marijuana, last night East Lansing City Council passed an ordinance establishing licensing guidelines for primary caregiver operations and dispensaries, as well as a 90-day moratorium ordinance, giving council time before they set any formal regulations. WILS spoke with Mayor Loomis about what they'll do with the 90 days.
You know, from my own standpoint, I want to hear from East Lansing Police Department. I believe they want a little more time so that they can make sure they understand the law as it was passed, and legal counsel needs more time. City Council wants some more time, and we're paying attention to what other municipalities are doing, too.
Other communities who have also enacted a moratorium for this matter include Bloomfield Hills and Ypsilanti. For 1320 WILS, I'm Jesse Wiza.
Before the council meeting downtown was also the 8th annual Meet the Spartans event, where MSU football fans got to meet the players and coaches. This out-of-town resident graduated from MSU and told WILS he was once a loyal listener.
We're also alumni of 1320.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. We used to listen to it all the time.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm from Owosso originally. I grew up in Owosso.
That alumnus, Bob Hartanek, also weighed in on this year's football team.
I think there's just so much more enthusiasm among the fans, and they want to have a winning team.
Local reaction to some schools in the Lansing area finding themselves on the state's underperforming list and whether or not they can recover. WILS's Michael Cohen reports.
The Michigan Department of Education listing Lansing's Eastern High School and Waverly Middle School among the 92 worst performing schools in the state. District officials now have 90 days to present a reform plan, or the schools may face a takeover by the state. Dr. John Braccio with Regional Psychological Services tells WILS's Jack Gebling that even once the changes are made, the impact on the reputation of the schools is likely to last.
Unfortunately, people tend to notice the initial negative, and when the positive comes, people tend not to respond to it. Schools like Eastern and Waverly Middle, in this case, yeah, they're going to have to deal with that.
The ranking is based on student performance over the past 4 years, and while only two area schools made the list, almost half of the 92 were in Detroit. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.
A GM recall of 250,000 crossover vehicles due to second row seatbelts not latching properly is bad news for the Lansing Delta Township plant, which built most of those vehicles. Jennifer Kuiper from Fox News Radio.
Affected are 2009 to 2010 Chevy Traverse, Buick Enclave, GMC Acadia, and Saturn Outlooks. GM says it doesn't know of any cases where the belts failed to perform properly in a crash.
Visitation is set for today from 2 till 8 at the Grand Ledge High School gym for 24-year-old Army Ranger Bradley Rappin, who died in a bombing in Afghanistan earlier this month. Funeral services at the high school are set for tomorrow. Lansing police say only minor injuries were sustained after a pregnant woman drove her car into the Quality Dairy store on South Cedar Street Tuesday afternoon. Officers say the driver hit the gas pedal instead of the brake when she tried to stop. A female worker was also hurt in the accident. While many of you applauded the smoking ban that took effect in Lansing and statewide last May, bar owners say business has not been good.
We're hearing from a lot of small taverns and smaller restaurants that the first 3 months of the smoking ban have been really detrimental to them.
Lance Benanimi from the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association says one positive among the owners is that food sales have increased, albeit slightly. The East Lansing Arts Festival is making some national headlines. The 2009 event has been ranked 54th in the nation in Sunshine Artist Magazine's list of the 200 best. That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Jack Ebling weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.